Hello, and thank you for joining us, Mark. Matt from The Treatment, and it's a great pleasure to join us on Blood, Sweat and Metal.
How's it going?
Good. And Matt, I've got to say, you're coming down to Australia next year for Soundwave. You're looking forward to that?
Oh man, we can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. And what are you guys expecting? Have you been on this type of travelling festival before overseas?
No, man, we've never been on a travelling festival before. We played some festivals, you know, in prior years, but we've never done a travelling festival, so it's going to be a new experience. We can't wait for it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and I've got to say, congratulations on the latest album that you just released. It came out on the 1st of September. We played the song Emergency on our show, and we also, on this episode, we're going to play the new single, The Outlaw. We're going to give the fans here a bit of a treat. For the fans that don't know a bit about you, you guys started around 2010-2011, and you also brought your debut album out. But I believe our idol Gene Simmons from Kiss gave you a bit of a push before you went over to
Him and Nikki Sixx have been big supporters of us. So it's because of them that we got on the tour that we did in America a couple of years ago. They've been really, really good to us. And also Alice Cooper as well, used to play us on his radio show over here. And yeah, we've had a lot of kind of big style endorsements. We've been really, really lucky with that. So yeah.
And Dave, you want to ask him about that tour?
With the tour of Kiss, Motley Crue, and obviously with Alice Cooper, what sort of lessons did you learn from them about carrying on the road?
Oh no, we learned so much from them. Obviously, like, being in America, watching them every night, you learn so much just from watching them. I mean, every night we went to the show and we watched exactly what they did and kind of thought to ourselves, right, how can we take what they do and incorporate it into our band and make it, obviously not copy them, but obviously try and learn from what they do and try and make our band better from watching them and trying to get a bit of experience. So every night we were on that tour, we went and watched the show. And I think we became better performers because of it, because obviously those guys are so good at what they do. We just kind of picked up a few tips, and yeah, since then, from that tour, we've been better at performing and stuff. So yeah, I mean, we learned so much from them, so much.
Cool. Do you guys bring that type of repertoire that you saw with Motley Crue and Kiss and Alice Cooper into the new album process? Like, I could see the difference between the first album that you guys released to this album. That's a whole difference between the two. Do you guys brought anything? Yeah, you guys brought anything of that into this new album?
I think so. I mean, for us, it was more of an experience thing. I mean, when we did the first album, we were only kind of like 17, 18 years old, so quite fresh and quite new and didn't really know what we were doing. So on the second album, you know, we've been around, we've done about 3 years worth of touring, so I think as musicians, we were much more experienced, and songwriters, we've had way more experience to kind of write songs about. So I think that's why the second album maybe sounds a bit more mature than the first, because we were more mature, you know. So I think that's the way it kind of come out, which is good. Yeah, it's cool. I think we're really proud of the second album. So
I believe what David was saying to me about the Soundwave, you guys are actually opening up the day, I believe, on a stage. Is that true? Or you don't know yet?
To be honest, I don't really know. That would be amazing for us. I mean, if it does work out that way, it'd be perfect. Because, you know, I think we want a good band to kind of start proceedings off with, quite energetic and quite... You know, all about having a good time, so you wouldn't have a first band to be like that, so that'd work out great for us if it was the case.
Yeah. Well, what we know about your band, you guys are a bit like Motley Crue, Crossover, Guns N' Roses, Meet Kiss, Meet ACDC and that. Were these the bands that you were brought up on when you were younger age?
Definitely. I'm a massive Guns N' Roses fan, massive Kiss fan, massive Motley Crue fan, so... Yeah, then kind of bands are the kind of things you grew up listening to. I mean, for me, Deep Purple as well, Queen, AC/DC. AC/DC are probably actually our favourite band between all five of us. We all agree on AC/DC. So, yeah, I mean, we've all grown up listening to the kind of classic bands, so definitely.
Another band that Dave and I know here in Australia who were massive influence for Guns N' Roses, Roy's Tattoo. You heard of those bands before?
Oh, yeah. Angry Anderson's one of my favourite singers, man. He's awesome. So we definitely, we're all massive kind of classic band fans. So we've done our research. We've gone back and listened to as many bands as we can from that kind of era. So
yeah, it's just awesome. And also, with what you guys do, you're bringing back that 70s, 80s rock back again. And we know that Gene Simmons have said in an article that rock is dead. I'd say the business is dead in a way, because a lot of, especially the younger bands like yourself, are not getting the full things what these icon bands were getting back in the 70s and 80s. But you guys are just like another breath of fresh air. You guys just bring it out. And with a song like Emergency that I saw, I said to my partner, who was our producer, I said, this is it. This is just it. And hearing The Outlaw, just hearing The Outlaw and She's Too Much and the whole album from top to bottom, I say it's one of the greatest albums for 2014. And I know I'm blind to trumpet, but David.
I agree. I mean, I agree. When we got this album to listen to, I was blown away. It's good to see that, you know, there's, you know, two rock bands still out there that like to play the older sort of styles, like the 80s and sort of stuff, or even a band like Buck Cherry sort of sound, that's sort of hear that sort of stuff in there. But, you know, good to see that you guys and there's other bands out there that, you know, playing that sort of a style.
That means so much to us, guys. Seriously, like, that's amazing. To hear that kind of feedback is, you know, amazing. We're so thankful for that. I mean, going back to the whole Gene Simmons thing, like, I don't think rock's dead at all. I think it's just the business has changed. I mean, obviously these days, bands don't sell records anymore. No one sells records anymore. People going out and buying a CD or anything like that, it just doesn't happen anymore. But, you know, bands are still able to survive on T-shirt sales and live tickets and stuff like that. So I think rock isn't dead because, like I said, there's so many bands out there still doing it, and there's young bands coming through every day that are going out and playing this kind of music. I mean, I know obviously I only speak about England, but I can think of so many bands these days that are still doing it. I think it's just changed, you know. I mean, the business has changed, the way things happen has changed, but it's definitely not dead by no means.
Of course. And this is the reason why Dobin and I are doing this show. We're actually fans of the music, not just from you guys, but a whole range of the bands in this criteria. We're metal fans and we're rock fans, and that we are independent. We don't make any money off this. But if it's some way to give back to you guys to play your music so someone can hear your stuff, this is our job to do. And to talk to you like this, it's just a cream off the cake for us. And it's a pleasure for us, and we cannot thank
you. We're thankful for people like you as well that keep this kind of thing going. I mean, without you guys, like I said, there's no one playing the music and there's no one speaking about it. So it's a team thing. Yeah. We're all in this together because we all love rock and roll music. So we've got to keep it alive for sure.
Of course. The question I want to ask is, how do you guys keep yourself going? I know you guys are still young and you're still finding your feet basically in the music business side of things. This is your second album. But what keeps you going? Do you guys have a job on the side to keep the money flowing in to support yourself, or is the touring, because it does cost a lot to tour nowadays, especially coming down to Australia?
Yeah, we're very lucky in the fact that we're doing okay. I mean, we live off the band. We don't have any other jobs or anything like that. But I know that other bands do kind of do sideline jobs and stuff like that, because you've got to do what you've got to do to keep going, like you say. But we're lucky in the fact that we've got a good label and we've got a good manager and we've got money from touring and stuff like that. We've been very, very lucky. We're one of the few bands, I think, that are that lucky these days. So, you know, we're thankful for that. We appreciate it, and we don't take it for granted one bit. We're very, very lucky to be in the position we're in. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, going back onto the album, how long did it take to get into the writing side of things after the tour for Motley Crue and Kiss and Alex Cooper? Were you writing on tour, or you took time away after tour?
We're always writing. We never kind of stop, really. I mean, we live at our manager's house, and he has a studio in the house. It's Laurie Mazza, Danny's dad, and he produces our records as well. And so basically, for us, we're constantly living, writing and recording. I mean, every day we're jamming together and coming up with new ideas, and as soon as something's good, we go into the studio and record it there and then. So we never really kind of sit down and say to ourselves, right, okay, we've got 2 weeks to write the album and we've got 2 weeks to record it. That's not what happens for us. We kind of just do it casually over a kind of 6 month or a year period. That's what we did on the first record, and that's what we've done on the second record as well, because it just kind of works for us, because there's no pressure and there's no kind of real time strains or anything, because we're constantly doing little bits and it all kind of just comes together at the end, which I think is, I think, like, I don't know if any other bands kind of work that way, but for us it's kind of the best thing we can do, because it, like I say, it's easier for us. So
yeah, and like I said at the top, we cannot wait for you guys to come down to Soundwave. But for those people that haven't heard you, we just want to ask, what are the fans expecting when you come down to Australia? Is it going to be a ball-to-the-wall type of performance? Of course it's going to be.
Hell yeah, man. We're just a big-time, you know, good-time rock and roll band. So we're coming along, big show, big riffs, big choruses, getting everyone involved, getting everyone to have a couple of drinks, get their hands clapping, and just have a good time. That's what we're all about. So just come along expecting to have fun. That's what we're all about.
And I believe, David, you're going to the one in Melbourne on the Sunday where treatment will be playing.
Yeah, I'll be there on the Sunday, Soundwave, to see you guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. But I believe before then you got some tour dates through the UK and Germany before you come here. And what touring are you looking at doing in the second or after Soundwave next year?
I think we're just going to kind of concentrate on the next album, get stuff ready for that. But obviously, the second album is still kind of being promoted as well. So we want to tour as much as we can as well. So we kind of do bits in between. So we've got no plans just yet. But I think, as always, we're always constantly playing shows and going out and touring. So I'm sure some shows will come in at some point.
Yeah.
Cool.
And like we say, Dave, you're going to the one on Sunday. I'm going to the one here the day before in Adelaide on the Saturday. And I want to meet these guys. I want to meet Matt and the band. I want to meet them all after they're set and have a bit of a yarn and have a bit of a drink. It's going to be freaking hot here in Australia in the summer.
It will be.
I'm looking forward to the heat. I'm looking forward to that. England's heat sucks. The summer here is crap. And then during the winter, it's cold. So February, 3 degrees in February sounds amazing to me. So, yeah, we'll meet you after the show. We'll have a couple of beers and we'll talk about some music. And sounds like a good time to meet. So I can't wait.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't speak about soccer, we won't talk about the Ashes series last year in the cricket. So it's all good. No worries. Well, guys, the guys are coming down to Australia next year for Soundwave. The Treatment has got a new album. We're going to play you a song now called The Outlaw. Matt, thank you so much for joining us, and we cannot wait for you to come down to Australia.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Catch you later, Matt.
See you, Matt.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.